Another beautiful day in God's neighborhood. And 2 Corinthians chapter 10, in verse 3. Let's speak it together. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. In other words, even though we're living in the natural realm, it doesn't mean that you're walking in the flesh. Has everybody got it? It means you're living in the natural realm. You do not war according to the things of the carnal, the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Now, a stronghold is a memory lie. How many of y'all know the devil is the father of all lies? Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity or the obedience of Christ. You know, one of the problems I believe that believers have is they never bring the thoughts into captivity. They just let them run. They obey every thought. They think every thought is their own and never really search it out of what's where this thought is coming from. And it says, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So when you fulfill your obedience, you're able to punish. You're able to take vengeance. You're able to overcome. So one of the first things we need to do is get all these thoughts, recognize these thoughts, and get them into captivity. In other words, you take hold of them. You acknowledge them. You recognize them. And then you're able to cast them away from you. But if you don't recognize them, these thoughts, these voices, this one voice that you believe that you only hear one because you have one voice within you, that voice that you hear will run your life in the wrong direction. That's why you must discern by the fruits of that voice, whether it's of God or not of God, what it promotes, what its motive. In this, it says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So anything that exalts itself with the knowledge of God is called dead knowledge. Everyone say dead knowledge. Dead knowledge is associated with what we call the dead zone. And we have a teaching on the dead zone, I believe. And in this, it's an area where knowledge is actually promoting death. Anything outside of the Holy Spirit is called dead knowledge. Anything outside of the Holy Spirit is called dead knowledge. Now, the Holy Spirit might give you knowledge to build something. Does everybody got it? Because it's illuminated by revelation. If it's not illuminated by revelation, if it's not illuminated by the Holy Spirit, it's called dead knowledge. And you can know, you'll know that its outcome and end result will promote death. Is everybody with me? Hebrews 3 and verse 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit, who? The Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore I was angry with that generation and said they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath they shall not enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Again, in this, he's talking about that area of associating with sin. Sin is the presence of evil. And what is happening when our individual's heart becomes hardened or they become rebellious, it is obviously that they've entered the dead zone attributed to dead knowledge. Is everybody with me? It's attributed to dead knowledge. And dead knowledge is knowledge that exalts itself against the knowledge of God or as anything that is outside of the Holy Spirit. Hosea 4:6. would you call the evolution of man dead knowledge? Yes, because man was not evolved. He was created. Amen. So what does it do? It pushes people away from God, doesn't it? In verse 6, Hosea 4, 6, my people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. In other words, knowledge of life, true knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, the eternal knowledge of truth, I also reject you from being a priest for me. And that's someone who's close to the Lord. So if you desire to get close to the Lord, you must have truth. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. And because parents ancestors have disobeyed God, rejected his knowledge, some of us were forgotten. And we had to go through hell to get to the truth. But thank God, Micah won't have to. Hallelujah. In verse 7, he says, the more they increase, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame and eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity, and it shall be like people, like priests. So I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. For they shall eat but not have enough. Hello. They shall eat and not have enough. Isn't that associated? Look at the way the world is. There's never enough. They shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit adultery, but it shall not increase. In other words, no matter how many people they sleep with, it isn't going to be fulfilling enough. Because they have ceased obeying the Lord. Harlotry, wine, and new wine enslave the heart. My people ask counsel from their wooden idols, and their staff informs them. For the spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray, and they have played the harlot against their God. They offer sacrifices on the mountaintop and burn incense on the hills under oaks, poplars, and terebinths because their shade is good. Therefore, your daughters commit adultery and your brides commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit adultery, nor your brides when they commit adultery. For the men themselves go apart from harlots and offer sacrifices with a ritual harlot. Therefore, people who do not understand will be what? Trampled. Wow. So they cease to obey. In other words, what caused them to cease to disobey, to obey? Dead knowledge. Dead knowledge will produce lack of faith. It severs faith. Does everybody understand? Anything, again, outside of the Holy Spirit is called dead knowledge. Dead knowledge is from the dead. And it promotes death, self-dependency, pride. It promotes death, self-dependency, pride, and separation from revelation knowledge, which is knowledge illuminated by the Holy Spirit. And knowledge illuminated by the Holy Spirit promotes the kingdom. It never promotes self. It promotes the kingdom. When Jesus was in the world, he never promoted himself. He promoted the Father. I mean, Philippians 3, verse 17. Dead knowledge. Verse 17, brethren, join in following my example and note those who walk as you have a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is what? Destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. So there are enemies of the cross. In other words, they walk in dead knowledge. Amen? So if you're not walking in illuminated knowledge of life, you're walking in knowledge of death. You know, the mystery of the cross is the knowledge of Christ Jesus, isn't it? And this is where it begins. In other words, Jesus paid the full price for each and every one through the cross. That's, he came into the world and exchanged everything on the cross for me and you. So it begins at the cross. Go to Ephesians 2. In other words, if it wasn't for the cross, you couldn't have salvation. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 13. Verse 13. But now in Jesus Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. That's through the cross, isn't it? For he himself is our peace, who has made both one. Both what? One. And has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. And that he might reconcile them both to God in what? One body, through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. In other words, he was preaching the kingdom, wasn't he? So I want you to look at this for a second, because it goes from the cross to the body to the kingdom. It goes from the cross to the body to the kingdom. And we'll talk more about that in a second. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. So in this process, in other words, the enemies of the cross do not have the illuminated knowledge. Has everybody got this? They're walking in dead knowledge because they don't understand. They think it's just foolish. But in this, in the cross, so it comes from the cross to the body to the kingdom. In other words, when Jesus was on the cross, when he was pierced on the side, the same rib that was removed from Adam to bring forth the bride, Adam's bride, is the same place where Jesus was pierced. When Jesus was pierced, in the same place that Adam's rib was removed, in so what came forth? Water and blood. That water and blood represented the area that Jesus just birthed, the body of Christ, the church. Has everybody got it? So it comes from the cross. Amen? Is everybody with me? From the cross to the body, then establishes, or what we call, the church. Amen? So from the cross to the body, then to the kingdom. Why? Because it's the church that's to bring the kingdom in. Amen? Let's go a little further. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The end of the age will not come until the church brings the kingdom in. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. Oh, glory. So is dead knowledge trying to prevent the end of the age from ceasing? Yes. And where does dead knowledge come from? Satan's kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. And verse 17, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the what? Gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are what? Perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. In other words, the kingdom is of power, isn't it? For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise and where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Is the wisdom of this world dead knowledge? Yes. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the what? And the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. So the message of the cross is foolish to those who are perishing. In other words, why? Because many have not been illuminated in the word of God has not been illuminated in their hearts. So everybody got this. Anything outside of the Holy Spirit is called dead knowledge. Dead knowledge. So the message is a kingdom message. And it starts again from the cross to the church to the kingdom. Because it is the church's responsibility to bring in the kingdom, and then the end of the age will come. Again, we know that the dead knowledge is associated with the kingdom of darkness with its deception. Deception is called dead knowledge. Praise God. Ephesians 4. So if you had an idea, if something came to you, one of the things you want to search it out is whether that idea is from the Lord or not. Because if it's not from the Lord, it's dead knowledge. And the worst thing that we can do is be successful in the wrong assignment. Because it'll be counted for nothing. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:25. Anybody agree or disagree that lying is dead knowledge? Hello. In verse 25, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbors, for we are the members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who is has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. In other words, make no place of the devil by dead knowledge. Again, anything and everything outside of the Holy Spirit illumination, like lying and anger and sin and bitterness, etc., is called dead knowledge. Now, there's something I want to share with you, because you don't always have to be concerned of what causes an outburst. Does everybody got it? Sometimes you already know what something is from. Amen? So you don't always have to be concerned what caused the outburst of the flesh, but why you allowed it. Has everybody got it? Why you allowed it. In other words, so, because association with dead knowledge is association with evil spirits, which are outside of the Holy Spirit. So it's not always what causes, amen, it's why we allowed it to happen. Because the war within, isn't it? And if you can't conquer the war within, you can't conquer the war outside. Oh, hallelujah. Has everybody got this? And I'm not saying that there's times when we need to find out where it came, what caused, what came, why, where it came from. Amen? But we first need to find out, I think is vitally important, many times we're looking about what caused, where the outside effect is, instead of looking where the inside effect is. Because it's the inside effect that is more important. And if the inside effect is reacting according to the flesh, that means there's a association of dead knowledge. Amen. An association with dead knowledge means association with evil spirits, because evil spirits carry dead knowledge. 2 Corinthians 3. Again, you don't always have to be concerned what caused the outburst of the flesh, but why you allowed it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. That's why, you know, dead knowledge will promote a flawed belief system. And a flawed belief system will promote flawed perception. That person will not able to receive things or even perceive what is going on. They're blinded. So if there's dead knowledge, there's a flawed belief system. Where there's a flawed belief system, there's flawed perception. They cannot be sensitive enough to those things. And they're always led by how they feel. And a person that's always led by how they feel is the most dangerous person to be around. Hallelujah. God is not the God of feeling. He is the God of truth. Verse 16, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty or freedom. So the Spirit of the Lord is carrying knowledge of life, isn't he? Revelation knowledge. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a what? Mirror. The glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Unveiled face is to look into the mirror. You are looking face to face. You are looking face to face with glory, holiness, and judgment. You are looking face to face with the glory, holiness, and judgment. Why? Because you're examining yourself. What are you examining? To find out if you're associated with dead knowledge. This mirror is to be face to face with glory, holiness, and judgment to determine dead knowledge associations or revelation of knowledge of life. This is a self-examination. Has everybody got it? You want to find out whether you're producing kingdom ethics and principles or not. What is it that knowledge you're associating with? Is everybody okay? 1 Corinthians 13. And verse 9. Self-examination, putting the mirror in front of you. You are face to face with glory, holiness, and judgment. Again, if you're associated with dead knowledge, usually you can't see it unless you're willing to truly examine yourself or somebody has to tell you, man, your fruits stink. Why do your fruits stink? Well, look at the outburst of wrath. Look at the flesh manifestation. There's some kind of flawed problem in your belief system. Why is there a problem in your belief system? Because you're associating with dead knowledge. Again, it's not always what causes, it's why you allow it. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 9. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away with. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Childish things associate with dead knowledge. For now we see in the mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is what? Love. Again, there's that area again in this. Now we're going to another place. Okay, so this self-examination. Remember, we started from the cross to the body to the kingdom. Amen? Now we're going to go from the kingdom. We're going to go from the kingdom. Why? The kingdom, the purpose of the kingdom, amen, in the self-examination is so that heaven is manifested on earth. That's the purpose of the kingdom. So if you're not associating with allowing heaven to be manifested on earth, you're not about kingdom business. Amen? Now, we're going from the kingdom now to the house. Who be the house? You're the house. Amen? So in this is, how is my walk? Am I self-examination? Am I really being about kingdom business? What's my motive? What's my associations? So we're going now from the kingdom to the house to the family. From the kingdom to the house to the family. Is everybody with me? So we see here the kingdom is so that the will of God, the kingdom of heaven, is manifested here on earth. We go to the house because the character of Christ is to be manifested through you. Has everybody got it? And we go to the family because the family, Christ's character and kingdom, ethics and principles should be manifested in the family. Has everybody got it? If there's not order there, then there's dead knowledge association. Dead knowledge association. So you might be one that's going out promoting the kingdom, but your house isn't in order. If your house isn't in order, your family won't be. Hebrews 10. You know, the word says a house divided will not stand. So one of the things the enemy tries to do is get you associated with dead knowledge. Amen? Because dead knowledge is associated with evil spirits, isn't it? So if he can divide, if he can cause division in you, he's going to cause you to fall. Look what the world expresses. Dead knowledge through radio, through TV, through magazines. Everything's associated with dead knowledge, isn't it? Hebrews 10:32. It says, but recall the former days in which after you were what? Illuminated. Well, who brings illumination? The Holy Spirit. You endured a great struggle with suffering. Partly while you were made a spectacle both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly why you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me and my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you are in need of a what? Endurance. We talked about that already. So that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise or a reward. For yet a little while, he who is coming will come and not tarry. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, My soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but to those who believe to the saving of the soul. The illumination, the revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit always brings strength to endure. Always brings strength to endure, always. Did you ever notice that sometimes you just don't know what to do and you're like, man, I need some encouragement. And all of a sudden that voice comes to you and says, go to Psalm such and such. Or he might even just say, pick the Bible up because he knows where you're going to turn to. Now, I'm not here to promote, Bible roulette. Hello. But I'm sharing with you when the Lord speaks. See, faith comes after you hear. Faith is not assumption. Faith is here. Does everybody got it? In other words, God tells you to do something. You're doing it now by faith because you've been told. Faith comes by hearing, not by assuming. Too many people assume and it causes them to get in trouble. Then they say, well, God told me. But God didn't tell them. They assumed it. And that opens the door for familiar spirits. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Go to Romans 13. And you know, familiar spirits love to promote religion. They love religion. They become indoctrinated without illumination. Romans 13, verse 12. Ooh, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the what? Works of darkness, and let us put on the what? Armor of light. Let us walk as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and in envy. Why? Because those are associations with dead knowledge. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And die. And make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Yes, the armor of light. 2 Corinthians 4. Everybody say, I'll be the light. So I've got to expose dead knowledge. The dead zone is like the twilight zone. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 5, hallelujah. For we do not preach ourselves. Is anybody there? For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Is that kingdom? Yeah. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always caring about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be what? Manifested in our body. For we who live always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal body. Praise be to God. Ephesians 5. The light of the knowledge. Now, in this, these are the promises of God, aren't they? You know how many people don't even know the promises of God? Ephesians 5, verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are what? Light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. In other words, you're walking in the night because you are illuminated by the Holy Spirit. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Is that so? Should you expose dead knowledge? Yes. You know, right now, this country is in a fight over dead knowledge. It's trying to promote it. Come on, look at these politicians. America doesn't want politicians in office anymore. Why? Because they stink and lie. They're full of dead knowledge. They make promises they can't keep. There is no fear of the Lord, no reverence, no conviction. And the body of Christ is standing up. In fact, people who are not even in the body of Christ are standing up because they're tired of being lied to. Verse 12. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the what? Are you the light? For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep. Now, what puts you to sleep is dead knowledge. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. We are to be children of light. Let's go to Proverbs 4. Let's start with 18. But the path of the just is like the what? Shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness, and they do not know what makes them stumble. In other words, they are unstable. Why? Because they're associated with dead knowledge. Proverbs 2. Proverbs 2, verse 10. It says, when wisdom enters your heart. Now, what wisdom is this? Is this from above or below? Above. And knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Discretion or discernment will preserve you. Understanding will what? Keep you. Because why? Wisdom brings what? Understanding. To deliver you from the way of evil. From the man who speaks perverse things. And from those who leave the path of uprightness. What are they associating with? Dead knowledge. To walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths. To deliver you from the immoral woman or man. Has everybody got it? Now, the immoral woman or man is associated with an individual who is dressed with dead knowledge. Has everybody got it? From the seductress who flatters with her words. These words are known as dead knowledge. Who forsakes the companion of their youth and forgets the covenant of their God. Their house leads down to what? Death. And their paths to the dead. None go to her, they return. None who go to her return. None who go to her. Who's her? Dead knowledge. Nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. Wow. And I want to close at John 12. Dead knowledge. Examine yourself, whether your association with dead knowledge. If you're allowing dead knowledge to rule your life, are you about kingdom business? And verse 35. Then Jesus said to them, a little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness what? Overtake. Remember, dead knowledge is always trying to overtake you. No matter where you turn to, there's always dead knowledge because you live in a world that's ruler is the author of dead knowledge. He who walks in darkness does not know where he's going. While you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him. That the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who may believe our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed. Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, and lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. Because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. In other words, they were pleasers of men. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Then Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. He who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me does not receive my words, has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as what the Father has told me, so I speak, because his words are life. They are illuminated by the Holy Spirit, because he is the offspring of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, examine yourself, what your association is. Face to face with glory, holiness, and judgment. Expose the dead knowledge in your life and overcome it with the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ, who is the life giver. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word, and we are honored and blessed. We ask for your forgiveness again, Lord, for any association with dead knowledge and those who carry dead knowledge. Lord, expose those things in our life and those we associate with, that we may maintain the light of truth and revelation and go from glory to glory, transforming more and more into your image and likeness, in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.